Woot woot woot.
Hey. Let's go.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit. This is the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We invite y'all to join us on this raw and unfiltered exploration as we share our personal stories, our triumphs, and our challenges to inspire and uplift you.
Yes, indeed, because in the world that often encourages us to mask our struggles, we are choosing to lead with love and vulnerability. It's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we're here to voice the things that you might have not verbalized or even thought about so that we can get to the root of the shit and heal.
So 2024 is the year of popping that shit, and we just might as well say forever henceforth now on, we're popping shit, okay?
Yes.
We're not being fake humble, especially as Black women, we deserve to pop our shit, okay? So we are going to model for you what that looks like and tell you what we do. All right. So my name is Kimberland, or Kim. I am an educational advocate, activist, and consultant. I am a visionary and motivational speaker. I am a virtual producer and network executive. I'm also an intuitive melanated life coach. So I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I'm a professional frolicker and note here, helping people to leave the U.S. So we'll talk a little bit about that more in a little bit, but I left the U.S. in October of 2021. So I have been living abroad successfully for 3 years now, and my feet are currently planted in Medellin, Colombia. I am also a host and podcaster, and I think that's it. That's all. What's it?
Yes, indeed. I love this for you. I love this for us. Okay. Well, my name is Bianca Goolsby. I am a digital strategist. I am a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch. Yes,
snitch.
Indeed. I'm a private investigator and a receipt collector, so please put some respect on my name. I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and heal. I am also an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad currently working wherever there's Wi-Fi, and I'm currently in Tallahassee, Florida. Whew, Florida. My purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So moving forward, in this space here, yes, indeed, glad that you're here. And please make sure that you are telling us where you're watching from and who you are, because we want to know. But there's three keys that we operate in this space: accountability, transparency, and integrity. And I want us to develop a good relationship with words in general, but also these words in particular: accountability, transparency, and integrity. So before we go any further, we want to make sure that we're clear about expectations, what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So what you can expect from us in this space, this is a safe space, and we're going to honor the three keys. We're going to keep it real, and we're going to speak freely, meaning that we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. The reason why we're saying this is maybe you have little listeners that are around. If you want to put on headphones, AirPods, or not, that's your business. But this is a free space, and we're going to speak freely. And what we can expect from you: hate speech and hate comments are not welcomed here. We believe in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Amen. So,
amen, sister.
So please be intentional with how you engage with others in social spaces, particularly this one, because this one is a safe space. We want you to engage and go on this journey with us, because we are not the experts, but we are going to be facilitating these vital conversations that we need to have. And we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you, because together we are committed to doing the work to heal.
Amen. Amen. So I do have some reminders, updates. Also, again, if you haven't done so already, please let us know where you are watching from. Say hi in the comments. This is an international show, so we have people that are tuning in from all over the world. So take a minute and pop your shit and tell us where you are. And
yes, indeed.
We gonna have a lot of action items for today. This is community participation, all right? So be ready to have space held and participate in the holding of this space, all right? So having said that, want to also give you all some additional ways to be able to interact with us. One of those is our community emojis. So our community emojis, it's a way when you see us out in these virtual streets for you to be able to let us know that you are a part of this intentional community that we are building here. So the heart that has the bandage wrapped around it, that is the official heal that shit heart, all right? So if you go ahead and drop it in the comments now, if you're watching live, and matter of fact, if you're watching the replay, put it in the comments anyway, okay? Because there's a lot. I mean, we need to have duct tape and all kind of stuff around this heart today.
All of it.
Okay, so please give us some of them in the comments.
All of it.
That is our official Heal That Shit community emoji. We also have individual emojis. So my emojis are the sunflower. Yellow is my favorite color. I have on yellow glasses. If you are watching, you can see. Ding. And yellow makes me happy. It reminds me of sunshine. It brings me joy. So the sunflower. Also, I found out the other day that the sunflower is the official emoji for, official symbol for invisible. Jesus, my tongue is not working. Let me. Okay, I'm back. I had to shake some things loose. There was a lot going on.
Yes,
I found
indeed.
Out the other day that the sunflower is the symbol for invisible disabilities.
Oh.
Yeah. So one of the things that we talk about and that I talk about a lot is living with PTSD, anxiety, depression, OCD. What else I got over here? The ADHD, autism, all of those things are disabilities that are invisible. You cannot tell just by looking at me that I am having a full and complete meltdown on the inside of my body sometimes, right? So the sunflower also represents that. So it just made it that much more special. And then my other emoji is the crayon. I have spent a lot of my life in feeling like things were very black and white and gray. And I have made an intentional choice to decide to color the fuck out of my life. So I am intentionally choosing color and joy and vibrancy and boldness. So the crayon represents that for me. Tell them about yours.
Yes, indeed. I just want to say every time that you talk about this crayon, I just get really, really joyful.
I know. You say that every time.
Yes.
You must really mean that.
I do. Well, my emojis, y'all listen, I got the teddy bear arm of the day. Okay. With the teddy bear snuggie. My emoji is the teddy bear. It's teddy bear season. There is a lot of love to receive and a lot of love to give. Amen. Okay. And so the teddy bear emoji is where it's at. Okay. Also, the hand that is forming the heart. Okay. You see that? With my heart and my pacemaker and just my testimony of being able to continue to walk and live this life that I'm living, I just thank God for it. And I thank God for my heart. And that's one of the things that I'm very intentional about moving forward. And so I want y'all to be intentional about your heart too. So those are my two emojis, is the teddy bear symbol and the hands that are forming the heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, and I love when it gives you the hearts. That's so cute.
Me too.
So please do, you all, know that you can connect with us on all the social platforms. We're actually going to intentionally ask you to stop and share the broadcast right now. People are hurting And it's a lot that's going on. So we have created this safe space, this container, to really be able to have a discussion about where we are and just unpack some stuff, right? So if there are people in your community, in your social media community, in your life, in your immediate family, please do take a moment to stop and share this with them and invite them here into this room and into this space so that we can reach as many folks as possible. Also, again, want to remind you, we're at Heal That Shit on everything. So Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. We are building our followers and y'all on the ground floor. We just want y'all to know. Y'all are on the ground floor of everything that we're doing here. We are being very, very purposeful in how we build out this space, right? So we are happy to have you here and we want you to know that this is a community for you as well, okay? If you have not done so already, please visit our website, wehealthatshit.com. There you can subscribe to our email list where we will be sending out some resources. We've been working on some things to get out to you all and now we're going to have to work on some more things to get out because there's a lot more support that is needed. So please do subscribe again at wehealthatshit.com. And then last announcement is we are also on podcast platforms. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us there. And we're also on YouTube if you want to see our beautiful faces. But we understand that sometimes that can be distracting. You know, you just enamored with the beauty. So if you have to just go audio, you know that you can find us there.
Yes.
All right. Indeed. That's all the announcements. Also, I just saw today is our 20th episode.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Ain't it?
Man. What's half of 52? 26? Yeah. Okay. So we write in line with where things are. Okay. Well, this is our 20th episode. Y'all welcome. Congratulations to us. Can we get an air horn?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay. And some applause. Come on. Come through.
Listen, we got to pop our shit, remember?
Facts. Facts. I'm here for it. All right. So this is the thing. Let's do the spirit check. All right. Because, ooh, Jesus. Today is November 6th, and the election was just called in the United States of America, and it's a lot that's going on. So let me let's get the things up here. All right. So our spirit check today. If you are watching us live, you can do this. If you're watching on the replay, you can still leave a comment. But you're going to drop the colored heart in the chat that describes how your spirit is feeling today. So green is, I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. So take a moment to kind of scan your spirit. If you need to close your eyes for a second and just where do you feel like your spirit is? Again, green, I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. Where are you today?
Well, when I sit back and reflect, I am a purple. However, I do have some speckles of blue that's in existence and some highlights of green. Mm. So if you were to visualize this image, there is this beautiful purple heart, but mm-hmm. then there is a gradient. So okay. It's moving from purple and then it's moving to the blue.
Okay.
And then in
speckles
that
of green.
There's speckles of the blue and the green.
Okay. You love you a gradient, baby. You be painting that picture. Okay, for the people to understand.
Yeah.
I see you all in the comments. We have some purples in the comments. I actually am very similar to where you are. Definitely purple is the majority. I think that would be everything, if you will, that's kind of around the edge. Interestingly enough, I feel like my purple. Okay, so if y'all are watching, I'm doing a model. I don't know. I don't have words right now. But anyway, on the outside, it's purple, right? Then in the middle, it's like blue, right? So my gradient isn't moving like left to right. It's like in to out, right? But more purple, then a little blue that's kind of trying to come through. And then I have like green speckles or glitter here and there. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Not but, but yes, that's where I'm at right now. So again, if you haven't done so already and you're watching live, go ahead and drop into the comments where your spirit is. We like to do this not to judge, just to take note of where we are and to hold space, right? So you don't have to feel like people are looking at you like, ooh, look at you, you yellow. You know, it's not about that. It's really just for us to hold space about what's happening. So we might as well go ahead and jump into our transparency moment. I'm going to defer to you for you to start so I can kind of get my thoughts together, because I was like running in the door as we were about to get started. So I'm going to let you bring us up to speed on what's happening in your life.
Yes, indeed. So you don't have to do the, you know, rock, paper, scissors. And
so, Bianca. Go ahead, tell your story to the people, because you just don't ever miss the opportunity to say something ridiculous. And the people don't even understand why. Tell them why I feel some type of way about what you said, Bianca.
Snitch.
So the joke is that Kimberlyn doesn't like to play fair when we play rock, paper, scissors. And so because of that, you know, she usually wins and gets her way when we play rock, paper, scissors.
This is such a lie.
And so, yeah, this is where we're at.
Go ahead and tell your little story to the people and about how your little life is going.
Not the little life.
And with your little transparency moment.
You got some pressure. Yes, indeed. Well, let's talk about it. Well, you know, I sat at my computer today reflecting on what was I going to communicate on this podcast today? Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? How was I going to motivate and inspire others? How was I going to unapologetically show up? Because I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I'm truly concerned at the things that are happening, not just in our actual world, but also in the digital streets too. It is a lot that is happening. People have a lot of things to say. There are some people.
I'm sorry. Let me mute myself.
No, go. I'm curious as to what was going.
What busted into my brain?
Yeah.
I saw someone posted that their children were getting, this was someone in New Orleans, that their children were getting text messages saying that the plantation opens tomorrow at noon and be ready when the sun comes up and all other kind of crazy foolishness. So when you said things are going crazy in the digital streets, that's what jumped into my brain.
Yeah. It's a lot that is happening. A lot that is happening that is very concerning. And so I will say that in this election cycle, I am going to pop my shit in this moment.
Okay.
That there were two candidates that I worked with digital strategy, where they're designing their logo, their branding, just how they look, maintaining their website and making sure that people can donate and find their messaging. And both of those candidates that I have been supporting won their race. Okay.
Come on.
I am very blessed and thankful that even in the midst of all the things that were happening in the middle of this political season, finding out that my father had cancer and then having to have radiation, now cancer free. And all of that is happening during this cycle and still being able to show up the best way that I can to help the people get across the finish line. I feel very good about that. I'm going to pop my shit about that.
Pop it and give yourself some air horns and things.
Yes, yes, indeed. Because it is it is necessary for us to celebrate the wins in the midst of the chaos that's happening. So being able to reflect on that and feeling really, really good that I'm making an impact in my own way and doing what needs to be done. Now, I had an opportunity to make calls and to do phone banking for, you know, this election and was able to participate as much as I could to activate voters. But my conversations that I've been having with people are that they're tired. They're tired of being told the same thing. They're tired of being told these promises. And at the end of the day, people are just trying to find freedom. People are just trying to be fulfilled. People are just trying to find their joy.
Right.
So when we ask the question, what does freedom, fulfillment, and joy looks like? People are actively seeking that.
Mm-hmm.
And people are tired. I'm people. So in the midst of all of that, life has been navigating pretty well. In the midst of the storms, being able to continue to do this work, continuing to be able to give back, continuing to be able to serve in the way that God has me in the midst of it all. There's so much that has happened where life is life and people are people. And so I just am praying for those that are watching live and those that will catch this on the replay. I am praying for you. I'm praying for all of us. Because there is a lot that is going on. Another thing to note is I'm just in this season of rebirth. And I shared it in the last episode just about me thinking of what life is going to look now. And as I was reflecting today, some of the things that I originally thought was going to be my, I've changed it. I'm going to Belize. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm going to be doing. Okay. And I'm really excited about navigating that. And I'm glad that I have the support from you and others that have done this journey. I'm excited for you to share with others, you know, the opportunities that you have created for others to navigate them, exploring other places and discovering their destiny. I'm just very grateful. So this is a season where a lot of people are just reflecting and thinking about what they want. And in this November, it's been about me, baby. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, I've been enjoying this season of choosing me.
Good. It's about damn time. Hello, somebody.
Girl. So listen. For those folks that are on this weight loss journey that wants to be motivated and inspired, man, slide in my inbox. Let's communicate and let's talk because I've been doing really good with my 6-mile walks and my 5-mile walks and doing my hot girl summer walks and all. Listen, move your body, have some joy because outside is on fire.
Thanks.
So make sure you and your home front straight. And that's what I've been focusing on, making sure that I'm straight, that the people in my village are straight. And even in that, auditing the folks that are around me, because we're now seeing how there are
people. Baby, how many have you had the block where you wasn't really on social today?
I did make, you know, a couple of posts and then I got off and then I ended up getting back on. And when I got back on, I was really devastated at some of the things that I saw, some of the conversations that I saw. And then it made me actually go and do some research at some of the people that were making comments. Because you know you can do a research to see who someone's voting record is. Now, you ain't going to know who they voted for, but you're going to know if they went to that ballot box. So if you don't have a history of voting, there's no point of me expending a bunch of energy. But also, I'm not trying to go back and forth with people on the internet either.
Facts.
So I just want people
been using
to,
the block and be blessed button today.
Block and be blessed. And there's some folks that I was just like so stunned and just hitting the unfollow, hitting the and just protecting my peace. So that was something that I did talk about today is peace.
Yeah, amen.
So the last thing I want to share is that my article comes out tomorrow. And I'm very, very excited about it.
Oh my God.
So,
and put the link in the chat.
Well, the link is not accessible yet.
Oh, because it comes out tomorrow.
It comes out tomorrow. Okay. However, when it is available, I will be sure to share it in the mailing list. And also I'll come back and circle back. Oops, excuse me. And I'll circle back on this post to let y'all see it. But it is about my father and his obstacles of him having a voice box to not having a voice box. And what does even having a voice really mean? And what do you actually do with that voice when you have it? And do you really appreciate the words that you say? And do you have a good and healthy relationship with words? These are all the things that I talk about in my article that's going to be published in the Watermark. So I can't wait for y'all to read it because it really makes you think and reflect. What am I using my voice for?
Yes.
What am I standing up for? And the things that are coming out of my mouth, am I helping people or am I cutting people? So I haven't always been perfect when it comes to that. And this is why I'm very transparent about that, because I was a terrorist with the things that I would say and would not care.
Same.
So I am now on this balancing act of having empathy and grace and communicating with folks with love, as love is the highest frequency, but also at the same time, please don't try it. But don't play with me though. Don't play with Petty B. Petty B is still alive and in effect and will come out at any time when necessary. But I'm on my Apostle B. I'm using my spiritual giftings.
All right, now.
Okay. And I'm grateful how the Lord is using me and using my family and just all of that. I'm grateful, but also just want to just friendly reminder, people lie receipts though. Please don't play. Thanks. So that's my transparency moment.
I'm here for that. I want to pick up on what you said about having used to been a terrorist. Because I can relate to that so much. I literally just sent an apology to someone the other day because there was a time that I thought I was being this great Christian. And what had happened is I saw them, they were smoking weed on the internet. And I was like, oh my God, you're smoking the weeds when you're putting it out there. I mean, judged them down, probably sent them to hell and everything else. I don't even know. And that has been sitting on my spirit for so long because the way that I view the world has changed so drastically. And my understanding, we'll talk about this a little bit later, about God and being a person who honors the humanity and other people. Like, things have changed drastically, okay? And I sent them a message and I was like, you know, I want to apologize for judging you about this. And I had like sent them a message. This was in like 2011. I had sent a message and was just everything but a child of God. Just, it was not kind. And what was interesting is they said, well, I didn't even know that you felt some type of way, but also I'm glad that you're better. And What I had told them, I was like, I understand if because of this, like you feel some type of way about me. I understand if you feel like I would have to show you certain things in order to show myself to be a safe person. But I believe in accountability. And I think that it's important to honor that I did that. I did. And also, I don't believe that anymore. It was good to know that they hadn't been living with that for the past 11, 12, 13 years. Somebody might be like, well, damn, you shouldn't have said nothing. But for me, it was more important to own it because I used to send people to hell with gasoline draws on. You hear me? First class ticket out of there because I thought that I was doing God's work. And in my developing my personal relationship with God, I now understand that was definitely not God, girl. Like that wasn't it. So here's to growth, right? And here's to being able to say, I was once here and I'm not there anymore. And I'm willing to do the work to repair the harm that I may have caused when I thought whatever I thought. Intention versus impact, right? The intention was definitely I cared about this person so much and I thought that I was, you know, telling them the right thing, but the impact of that could have just been so horrendous. So I wanted to, you made me think about that. I wanted to bring that up. Okay, child. Life been wild over here in these neck of the woods. Okay. Shit. Well, I said that I was running into the door, right? I got back here literally at 7:42, actually. And then I had to get up the elevator and all of that and sat down. I went to the park today for two reasons. You know, I love the park. The park is what I miss most about Mexico City. I have not found a lot of great parks here in Colombia because Medellin is so green. And I think they're like, everywhere is green. What you need a park for? Whereas in Mexico City, there's so much concrete around that they had to curate these parks, right? But I miss that. It was my favorite thing about living in Mexico City. So anyway, there is a park here that I love to go to. And I went to that park today because I wanted to paint. And I had to meet with an attorney. So let's talk about the painting first. My cousin and I, Kalanda, we have a podcast called So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese. Yes, we do. And on that podcast, we have a segment called Crafty Cousins, and we have been working on crafts that have represented the journey that we're taking emotionally during the past few months. She's been working on hers when she first got here to Medellin, and she's crocheting a blanket, and then I paint. So I've been doing a mood painting, and mine was for October, and I have been going through it. Okay, I've been through the fire, through the rain, through the storm, through all the things, and my brain has not been in a place to be able to paint. I've had the best intentions. Like the paint was just sitting on the dresser, just looking at me, and I'm like, girl, no. Okay. So yesterday, I was out and taking care of some business, and that's what I did so that I wasn't, you know, all worrying about what was happening with the election. Today, I wanted to intentionally just give myself some time to just process some things. So I went to the park. And I was able to fill in all the white space on my painting. It's not finished, but I'm making progress. So I feel really, really good about it. And I can see it coming to life. And I'm excited about the next step of it. So that brought me a lot of joy. And it was really, it's just so comforting. I don't know if any of y'all paint or craft, tell us in the comments. But it's something about just getting lost in this creative experience, headphones on, and just being there. You know, I wasn't thinking about anything else except for the fact that I'm painting right now. So I was doing that. And then I had to pause on my painting because I had to meet with an attorney. So I have been living outside of the U.S. since 2021. I've been living here in Colombia since 2022 on various different types of visas. And the last visa that I had, so I'm about to tell y'all a whole lot of information, but also it be feeling like I'm talking about somebody else's life kind of, because I just be saying it. But I just want to paint the picture of what happened. So I had a digital nomad visa that I was using to work to take care of myself here in Colombia. In July of last year, I had a very serious mental health crisis and I haven't been working, and I've been focusing on healing and getting my brain to a place of being able to process and be. One of my research loves, if you will, is brain research. And what I know is that when we are in our downstairs brain, which is where our amygdala lives, our fight, flight, freeze, or fawn response, this is where we're in survival mode. We are not able to access our upstairs brain, which is the creative center, right? So in all of that, I ain't been able to access my creative center for a little while because some things been happening. So I had finally been getting back to the place of like, okay, I feel my creativity coming back. Like, this is so awesome. Everything's wonderful. Great, great. I left in July and I took a quick trip to come back to Colombia because I'm on a tourist visa now. And what had happened was I did not do a good job of keeping track of dates. And I missed the deadline to apply for my extension. So I thought that I was doing it on the right date. And then they sent me the papers back and it was like, girl, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. 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 You ain't even supposed to be here, ma'am. Now, for those of you who are in your native country and you have never gone anywhere else to live, like not for vacation, but like actually gone somewhere else to live, immigration is a process. Like it's a thing, right? And it's you got to follow the rules because this is not your country. Like, so the rules are different. And I was so distraught and so disappointed in myself that I missed that deadline. It took me a while to even get out of the space of that disappointment because I was like, I cannot believe that I messed this up, like something that is this important to me. I can't believe that I did this, right? And I don't have anybody else to blame but myself. And that's what made it even worse because it really was just me. Like I couldn't even point the finger and be like, dang, it was like, no, me. So I've been dealing with that and trying to find attorneys and find somebody to help me with this process. Me and my cousin were doing some research one day, and I came across a Facebook post. And on the Facebook post, someone was asking a question somewhat similar to this. And an attorney commented on the post and was like, I'm an attorney. I can probably help you. This post is from 2 years ago. All right. So she had put her WhatsApp number. So I was like, I wonder if she's still here. Like, let me see. So I reach out and I'm like, hey, you know, I found your number on a Facebook post. You know, this is my situation. I'm hoping that you're able to help. I met that lady today. And when I tell you, I wept in her arms. Girl, first of all, she asked me to meet at the park, which is like unheard of, kind of. Like, I've worked with other attorneys and they're not even really trying to be on the phone with you, right? They just kind of like, yeah, do this. And also give me an exorbitant amount of money. And she was like, let's, you know, meet at the park. And, you know, and I was already wanting to go to paint and all of that. So I meet her at the park. She's like, so tell me what's going on. So I'm telling her all the things. And I was like, you know, I cannot wrap my mind around having to go back to the U.S. I'm like, it's not safe for me. Again, the work that I do, the work that we do is in activism. And the block be hot about a lot of stuff. If y'all go over to Minding My Black Ass Business, which is my YouTube page, there are hours and hours of content about my experience in Pennsylvania, which is the reason that I left the U.S. Pennsylvania is not a good place. If you're from Pennsylvania, I mean all the offense. It is not a good place. And if y'all have been, if y'all saw, what happened. It's not. But anyway, so anyway, I was telling her, you know, everything that was going on. And I was like, I can't go back to the U.S. Like, I just can't wrap my mind around that. And I was like, I love this country so much. I really do want to be here. This was a honest mistake. Like, I'm just, I don't know what to do. So she was like, okay, first of all, breathe. She said, I used to work at the immigration office and I have connections there. So this is what I can do. We're going to get your fine paid because you're going to have to pay a fine. She was like, but I can get you, I can get that fine reduced. So she was like, we're going to get your fine paid. And then we're going to apply for, it's called a salvo conducto is what it's called, but it's the paperwork to say, I recognize that I messed up, I've paid my fine, and now I'm making arrangements to leave. So she was like, because of the time of year that it is, we can technically, I can be here and arrange to leave towards the end of December. So then that will allow me to leave, which I was already going to have to do for a weekend or for a few days at the end of December, come back in January, and I get to come back like a brand new person, like nothing ever happened. Baby, when I tell you I cried in the middle of the park, I was like, you don't understand how worried I have been, how this has been stressing me out. She was like, it's okay. I got you. We got this. And yes, she indeed. Told me that she was like, how did you get my number? And I said, I saw it on a Facebook post. And she was like, interesting. Because she is on word of mouth only. And she was like, any clients that I accept, I treat, they're people. You see me sitting here in the park with you? That's what my service is like. So I'm going to walk through this with you. I know the people. I'm going to talk to the people. I'm going to walk through this with you, and we're going to make this right. Girl, I'm about to cry right now. I was like, £500 lifted off of my shoulder, out of my brain. I was just like, oh my God. Cause I was like, do I need to leave this weekend? Do I need to hurry up? Like, I don't really have money to pay the fine. Like, I don't know, do my brain people just going. She was like, right now you get the money for the fine. She said, you do that. You call me when you got the money. I'm gonna go take care of that. And then I'm gonna let you know when you got to go to the office, get your paperwork. You're gonna be good. It's like, it was just the biggest relief. And there's something about how God will show up even when it feels like everything is hopeless. And that's what I felt like. Like, I have felt so hopeless, you know, over this past week or so. Like, just, I just don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, I don't know where I'm gonna go. I don't, like, this is just so crazy. So to be able to talk to someone who says, not just, this is what you need, because, side note, I talked to another attorney. This man told me to lie and tell the people that the system was down. I was like, but Mr. Sir, I applied. Like, what are you? I applied. Like, I can't just say the system was down when I applied and they responded back. Like, what are you? What? Like, then it was another dude. I forgot about that. Collided in the comments. Another dude that was like, give me $1,000 to even start the process of any of this. And this lady came to the park and sat with me and hugged me while I cried and was like, girl, I got you. You're going to be all right. Text me when you get the money and we're going to be good to go. I was like, Lord, okay. Because I had really like, feel like I, in my, I had kind of resigned to, like, you might have to leave. Like, even today, Kalanda and I were talking about other countries, and I was like, well, maybe, you know, I'll go to Peru, or maybe I'll go to Uruguay, and, you know, I'll just try something different, you know. But my life is here, and I love this country so much, and I know this is where I'm supposed to be. So that just, it just lifted everything for me. So those are the sparkles of green, you know, in the midst of it all. It's like it's starting to feel like it's actually going to be okay.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you shared and also explored different attorneys, because I will say from experience that some of these attorneys out here, they are not honorable.
Mm-hmm. Facts. So, yeah, I'm glad to. I'm glad that God led me to that post. The post was from 2 years ago. Like, there's no way, you know, that I would have just rolled up on this post in this random, you know, Facebook group. So that was nothing but God. So that is the biggest thing. Then, of course, right now, folks are trying to figure out a plan. Right. Just on Sunday, Kalanda and I were asking our audience, what's the plan? OK, what is the plan moving forward? Because I hate to say it, I had a very, very big feeling that we were going to be sitting here today and this was going to be the result. I don't think that many people wanted to believe that that is who America is. And people are, I don't know if they're accepting it more, but having experienced what I've experienced specifically in Pennsylvania, I wasn't surprised at all. Like, I really was like, this is what's going to happen. But at any rate, a lot of people are now shifting and being like, okay, so how I get out of here? Because the hell? And though it is not a great way to feel necessarily, like it's being caused because of fear and uncertainty and everything else, the good news is that I can help you. And I'm going to kind of be like the attorney and what the attorney said to me of, I'm going to walk through this with you. And that is what I want to offer to people, because I know that it can feel like it's so daunting to pick up your whole life and start a new life in a new country. It is honestly so much easier than you think that it is, especially if you already have a passport. If you don't have a passport, I would suggest that you get an application in tomorrow.
Immediately. Okay?
Like, stop what you're doing and file now. We want whatever it is that you need to get done, you need to be trying to get it done by January, right? Because come, I don't know what happens on day one. I've heard what the man said happens on day one, but we want to make sure that we are out of the way and not in the line of fire. And that's something I've also been seeing today. I know I'm taking a lot of tangents, but also they all connected, because I've been seeing a lot of Black women specifically today, basically being like, I tap out. I gave my all. I ain't got nothing else. Y'all got it. And welcome. I do not believe that we need to be in the way of what's about to happen in the United States. I really don't. I think that we as Black women have given our lives to the United States. We have done what they told us to do. We went to school, we got degrees, we got multiple degrees, right? We are truly saving the country since its inception. I think it's time for them to got it. I think it's time for us to do as Bianca said, and worry about us. So in this November, I am challenging y'all to say, no, I'm not about to be stressing out, trying to do all of this work to fix something that is working the way that it's intended, but never going to work for us, right? I really believe specifically as Black women that it is time for us to be like, y'all got it. And you know what I'm finna do? Go find some peace. That's what I'm about to do. So I am going to be hosting Finding Peace Abroad. It is an information session, a Q&A, for you to be able to ask questions about what this looks like to live abroad. It's taking place this Friday at Friday, November 8th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So I'm going to drop the link into the chat, but the link to register is tinyurl.com/findingpeaceabroad2024. Please come. If this is not for you, it might be for somebody that you know who is seriously considering leaving the U.S. You have reached your I'm done place. Please do come. There will be a free giveaway. So I will be giving access to a portion, an excerpt from my Professional Frolicker Dream Journal, where you can really start asking yourself those questions about what does your life look like when you don't have to worry about living under oppression every single day and worrying about guns in schools and worrying about what happens if you walk down the street into the mall. It really allows you to dream and think about what that life looks like. So if you attend live, you will get the excerpt of the Professional Frolicker Dream Journal. Finding Peace Abroad this Friday. I'm going to try to do this a few times before the year ends. My cousin is here in the comments and she said Kim was instrumental in helping me attend, or share with a friend. My cousin, we met in June and she was here by August with the plan. So it's possible. It's possible to be like, all right, this is good. I'm good. I'm done. She had to sell a house, like all kind of stuff, right? So you're not stuck. That's what I want to say more than anything. You're not stuck. And you do have options. And you do have the ability to be able to have a life that is going to be more aligned with the joy that you deserve. I feel like we've sacrificed so much of ourselves and so much of our joy, so much of our mental health, so much of our peace. Like we are burned the out. Yeah. Okay. We are burned out. And it's really time for us to prioritize ourselves. So if that speaks to you, please do register and, you know, I'll answer all the questions that I can. And then you'll also, if you want me to work with you personally, then I'll give you my calendar link and then you can get on my calendar and we can create you a personalized plan. Okay. I do want to say this though. I am very intentional about the type of people that I help to leave. You cannot be someone who wants to leave the U.S. and go create a little U.S. in another country. We had some visitors last week or the week before, and they were so American that I just wanted to vomit and spit and curse and everything else. And when I say American, I'm talking about the level of bias that was present, thinking that people were trying to get over on them the whole time, or, you know, thinking that they accept U.S. dollars. Like this is a completely different country. Like they even said, I ain't never been nowhere where they don't accept U.S. dollars. I said, welcome. I don't help people who want to go to another country to oppress other people and who want to have bias towards other people. I'm not your person. There are people that help with that. I am not that person. All right. So I just want to put that up front because I will tell you no. Okay. All right. God bless. So that is what's been happening. And I've just kind of shifted everything towards now that I know what to do with my visa. Now I can direct my attention to helping people escape. Back in 2020, I had made this video. It was before I left Florida. It was in the middle of COVID, in the middle of Black Lives Matter. And I said, I feel like Harriet Tubman. I was like, I really feel like Harriet Tubman. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know, but I feel like I'm supposed to leave, right? And what God has shown me over that time is me leaving Florida, then me leaving Pennsylvania and leaving the U.S. A lot of people have been watching and they've just been afraid. And I just want to say to you, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. You have options. So please do reach out. So that is my transparency moment.
Yes, indeed. Well, amen to that. Well, I hope that the folks that are watching live and that will catch this later govern themselves accordingly to your event that you're having on Friday. I'm very proud of you. And I know that there's been several people that have reached out to you already to share that, you know, they're looking to explore other options. And so I'm glad that you are using your giftings to help others in that way.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so are you ready for today's brain field trip?
Yes, indeed. Let's go for a ride.
So we haven't done a brain field trip in a while, but I sent you a podcast the other day. So if y'all watch me, y'all know I love Kev on Stage and Kev on Stage Universe. And one of my favorite podcasts is Here's the Thing. And were you able to watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
No worries. You'll still be able to participate. So basically, what had happened was they are having the reunion tour right now in the U.S. So Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, the Clark sisters, maybe Marvin Sapp. I don't know who else. Mary. I don't know. This is the second iteration of the reunion tour. Mm. So Kev on Stage had gone to the reunion tour, and at the tour, he recorded a video and he was drinking a margarita. So he records the video, he's drinking the margarita, and then It's the God in Me came on. So he's like, it's the God in me, right? He's sipping a margarita. It's the God in me. And baby, when I tell you, them people was mad in them comments. Honey, I'm talking, sent them to hell with gasoline draws on. You hear me? Called them lukewarm. Called them, girl, they was like, not you out here drinking the Lord. Oh my God. They were hot. You hear me? Hot. So, anyway. They did the live stream of Here's the Thing, and that was top of the docket. How Kev was down to the reunion tour sipping on the devil's juice. And what it made me think about was my evolved understanding of who God is. Because there was a time that I would have been in them comments, like, not you, man of God. Not you out here drinking that liquor. Right? And it was so interesting. Now, for the record, I don't drink anymore. And the reason I don't drink is not because I'm trying to be a good Christian. The reason I don't drink anymore is because I don't like how it makes my body feel. I don't like for my stomach to not be right the next day. I don't like to feel foggy the next day. I don't like to have diarrhea the next day. I don't like it, okay? I had one experience that was like, this is it. And I stopped eating meat that day, and I stopped drinking alcohol that day. And that was 2 years ago, okay? So I wanna say this, but I did used to drink the liquor. Okay. I used to. All right. But also I was drinking the liquor while I also was a Sunday school teacher. And I was in the choir and on the praise team.
Yes, indeed.
And I was doing the announcements at church. And I was drinking the liquor, but the secret was you just had to keep it a secret. You see, you can't be doing it out here to be a stumbling block to somebody else. Okay. And I don't believe none of that no more. I just really don't. Because the things that I have seen people of God do, in quotes, is, what kind of word can I find? I wanted to say diabolical.
Oh.
That's an appropriate use of diabolical. It is diabolical. The types of things that I have seen pastors and deacons and elders and bishops do behind closed doors and then get on stages and condemn people. Right? So it just got me to thinking about my evolved understanding of who God is. And I wanted to bring that to you because as a preacher's kid, I'm uniquely interested in what your journey has been like. And I think it would be interesting for the people to hear as well, and how your journey has evolved.
Ooh. And I feel like this would be like an evolution of a conversation because there are so many different components to it. But one, I felt that the Bible, in the way that it was used to shame others.
Mm-hmm.
There was a difference in opinion of one's choices and way, in a way that people decided to live their life and wanted to live their life. And so I actively disassociated from it.
Was that like at can you like give me an age range for where you started being like, I'm not doing this?
High school.
Okay.
Yep. So right around maybe 15, 16.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And then just over time, I had to develop my own relationship because what was presented to me was something that I wanted to disassociate from. Like I wanted no parts of it, to where I stumbled opening the Bible and like really reading what it said because I just disassociated from it. It truly wasn't until I went through the Discover Your Destiny course where you had affirmations that was based on Bible verses, to where, you know, I had some strong conversations with my best friend about the assignment because I felt like I'm very gifted in writing affirmations that I don't need to open the Bible in order to affirm that. But after having some tough conversations and me having to reflect and check my own self, I actually explored. And I actually felt good after that. And in that process is even documented week by week of us doing that. I had to reflect and document how it made me feel and just my overall journey. So I will say, to keep it brief and succinct, that it has been such an evolution of my relationship with God, but also particularly the text in the Bible. And so I have been working and crafting my own relationship with God, not combining what was told to me or what my experience was growing up, but now having a clean slate and being like, God, I surrender to you. Use me as a vessel. And when I say, once I started to do that and to embrace it, it opened so many doors and opportunities for me, and has given me so much clarity and peace as it relates to my walk with God and how I'm going to show up each day.
Yeah. Because you know what's wild? It, like, because you grew up in church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you, like, was there ever a period where you were like, I'm going to try to do what I'm being told to do?
Maybe. Because of my personality type, I would probably say yes, because as someone who wanted to please others and wanted to not get in trouble and to just kind of fall in line. That is what I did until, you know, I stopped wanting to do that. I think when I started to feel kind of very alienated and I started to disassociate, it was more of like, well, I don't care about making you happy at this point because this is harming me. Mm. And I don't think I had the language at the time to articulate how I can articulate it now. Mm-hmm. That is something that I definitely want to reflect on. And so I am going to make a note to truly think about that experience and in that journey, because I do think that it is impactful to reflect on that as I'm thinking about my relationship with God and continuing my relationship.
Yeah, it's something I reflect on often. Just because, like I said, my belief system is so starkly different than it was before. So I went to Christian school from 3 years old through high school. Preschool through eighth grade, I went to Lutheran school. And then for high school, I went to a Catholic school. I'm from New Orleans, so private school is a big thing in New Orleans because the public school system sucks ass. So there's not a time like that I really remember being like, this is when I met God in my former life. Right. It was just kind of like, that's what we did. Like, I knew that though I was praying and hello, God, got christened, you know, got baptized, all the things. So Lutheran and then Catholic high school. Then we were Lutheran for a while. And then about age 9, we joined Full Gospel Baptist. So that is Bishop Paul Morton is now led by Bishop Joseph Walker, and his church is in Nashville. So I did not grow up in everything is going to send you to hell. That wasn't the messaging that we got. What did you get that kind of messaging in church? Like everything was going to send you to hell, or what was that?
Yeah, pretty much. Like even my Pokemon cards was taken away from me because, you know, if you play Pokemon, you was going to hell. They even said that SpongeBob was gay. So yeah, you know how I feel about SpongeBob. So.
Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, because I'm not familiar with it, is SpongeBob gay?
No.
I don't know. I don't watch SpongeBob.
So he is a metrosexual.
Oh.
Okay.
Really?
So this is what I say. Now, there's no research or no, like Steven Spielberg, they didn't come out and be like, this is what.
Okay.
But I feel like he's fluid. Like, you know, he's able to vibe under the sea. However he, you know, pleases to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar. I told you that. So Bianca and I do have a bit of an age gap. So SpongeBob was, I was gone. That wasn't shade. I was just trying to give the people context because I don't know about SpongeBob. So
okay.
I don't know
if okay.
She looks so youthful. Why is she asking these questions about SpongeBob? Because I don't know.
Okay.
So okay. I wasn't even trying to give shade.
Okay.
So Pokemon and SpongeBob, you was out of there. You was just not being a child of God.
At that point, I was upset. Like, come on.
I feel like the Pokemon cards was definitely, because you bring that up quite
yes.
often.
Listen, I had the laminated sheets. We had them in order, like holographic cards.
So I'm wondering, though, how were you getting the SpongeBob cards? I mean, that's not SpongeBob. Who they are? Pokemon. How were you getting the Pokemon cards if Pokemon was the devil?
Well, originally it was fine. It was no issue. And then it got really, really popular. And then it became a sermon.
Really?
Same thing with Harry Potter, but I wasn't reading those big books. So they ain't have to worry about me.
Same. Girl, I ain't never read and I ain't seen the movies neither. I ain't finna read that big ass book. What you think?
Yeah, worry about me.
Y'all got it. That's hilarious. But no, so I did not grow up in a church where everything sent you to hell, like at all. Like we even had come as you are Sundays, you know, like, or come as you are month, you know. I didn't grow up like that. But what I did grow up with was a very strong hatred for the LGBTQ plus population. And it never made sense to me because my question was always like, I always had questions like, well, what about the babies and the children, right? Because they don't know. What about people that don't live in a place where they have had the opportunity to hear about Jesus? And what about, so what, we just send the whole groups of people to hell? Like, really? But because I wanted to be a good Christian, I hated them too, right? To the point I would feel it in my body. Like I would just be just, what's the word? Repulsed. Because I had been taught that this is sin and they are going to hell and they're making choices about things and they're going to hell. Okay. Look, Kalonda say half the church was gay. So that is what made me start asking questions, because then I was like, but wait, so it's okay for them to serve. Are they still going to hell? Like, I'm confused because they leading the choir. They did all the, like, they around. So I am confused about who, how does this work? They in leadership roles, but y'all say that is Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And I'm confused. I was just so confused, right? And it was one day, I don't remember the circumstance, if you will, that made me be like, this is the circumstance. But I remember asking myself, why does this matter to me so much? Why do I feel like I have to put the weight of casting all the LGBTQ plus people to hell? Why am I doing that? And you know, when it was after I learned about boundaries, that's for number damn one. It was after I learned about boundaries. And then you know what else it was? It was after I started therapy, because my therapist taught me about triangulation. Now, if y'all don't know what triangulation is, that's when you have a relationship with, there are three people in the relationship. And then the two of the people at any given time in the relationship are talking about the other person so that they can manipulate the situation. It's a whole lot of fuckery and foolishness is what it is. And it was happening at the hands of the woman of God. Mm. And my therapist was like, hey, sis, let me draw you this picture. Okay. All right. This is what's happening here. Okay. Now they talking about you, and then she come back to you and she tell you this, and then she go tell her, then she come to you and she tell you, and then you tell her. Then, girl, take me out the rotation. Okay. So that's when I first started being like, oh, she ain't right. She ain't right. Yeah, she a pastor, but she ain't right. Her heart ain't right. Okay. Then God told me to leave that church. Oh, baby. You ever left a church before?
No.
Girl. You know how they say the most dangerous time for people who are leaving abusive relationships is right before they leave?
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, leaving a church has to be one of the most traumatic experiences ever. Let me tell you about some of these. So I was at a church where my ex, his parents were the pastor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then my ex decided that he wanted to go join another church, but he was scared to tell his parents. So we told his parents, right? So then I was a demon because I led him away from church, from their church. Okay. So I was a demon. All right. Not fit. You ain't fit to be out here in ministry. Honey, they talked about my private parts and everything. Mm, wow. Okay, people that Lord. Were my pastors. people that were my pastors. Okay. Then the next church that we had left, so we had left the parents' church to go to this other church, right? So we get to the other church, child. Turns out he had a whole nother situation, honey, living on the down low in Atlanta when he had a whole wife and kids at home.
Snitch.
Honey. Okay. So that was wild, but we left that church before all that came out because that church was in Orlando. I was living in Tampa. We was driving to Orlando every Sunday to go to that church. Okay. I'm putting That's all wild. The miles on my car to be of service to the Lord. Okay. So finally I was like, I can't do this no more because how I'm getting to the church from Tampa and it's people in Orlando that's getting that after me. This ain't working. This ain't working. Mm-hmm. Right. So I say we leaving. I was a demon again. Honey, we met that man at the airport and was like, yeah, we're not going to be at the church anymore. That man got up and walked, didn't say no handshake of fellowship. God bless you. None of that. Got up and walked through the gate to go to the plane. Okay. All right. Wow. All right. That was that church. Then get to the next church where the triangulation was happening. All right. Now this church, God gave me some real clear instructions about how to leave that church. God told me to tell certain people what was going on along the way, receipts, because people lie, receipts don't.
Period.
I sent the letter because at that church, I was a Sunday school teacher. I was teaching the Sunday school teachers. I was a praise and worship. I was in the choir. Like I was over the social media department, right? I was directing plays with the youth. Okay. So I need to let y'all know that I'm leaving, right? I can't just not come. So I wrote a certified letter, okay, sent it certified about me leaving. You know, after I sent that letter and all of that stuff, that pastor stood her behind up there and told them people I left because I don't want nobody to tell me what to do. Girl, what is you talking about? What is you talking about? Okay, all right.
Wow.
Left that church. Went over to another church, real famous church. Out there in the south, not South Tampa, but in the Riverview area. Okay. I get over there to that church. I let them know who I am coming in. Cause by this time I know my spiritual gifts. I know who I am, right? So I walk up in there. Hey, this is who I am. Let me be of service. Okay. Left that church because they try to act like they didn't even know who I was. We was at a banquet and they try to act like they didn't even know me no more. Because they didn't expect me to be in that place where they had access. So they trying to figure out how the hell I got up in here. No worries. Y'all ain't got to worry about me. Then I left that church and went over to the white people church. Because after that, I was like, I'm done with black people church. I'm going to talk to the white folks because I can't. Right. Went to the white people church. COVID happened. I ain't never heard from them people again. Not ever again. One time ever. No more. After all of that, I said, dear Lord, I invite you to come to me because these representatives that are out here claiming to be of your heart, mind, and spirit.
Come on.
Are not. So let me go directly to the source, right? Because there's one thing I say this. There's one thing I do know is the Bible. I've been studying the Bible since I was three. Okay. So I definitely know what the Bible says. So you're not going to be able to just tell me anything because I know what it says. Okay. Kalanda said, God does not live in those buildings. I tell people all the time,
come on.
God don't be up in there. God do not be up in them places at all. If y'all would go in that pastor's office, if y'all be at them pastor's houses, baby, God is not there. Okay. One of the reasons that I live so transparently is because I promised myself, and all of this kind of goes back to what Kev on stage was saying. I promised myself that I will not do one thing behind closed doors and then do something else out in public. I stopped, like there was a long time when I was at that church where I was teaching Sunday school and all that. I didn't listen to secular music. I stopped cursing and all that, but I even stopped having sex. I was celibate for 8 years. Like I did all of these things to try to be enough. Mm. And it painted this picture for me of God just being this vicious person who is never satisfied, who is always waiting to strike me down with lightning bolts and all this. That is not who God is.
Come on.
That is not who God is. Like God, when I be talking to God in the shower, girl, I be like, what's up, my boy?
Yes, indeed.
What you want to talk about today? It's this, it's a comfort. It is not it's not self-deprecating. It's not hateful towards other people. Like when you know God for yourself, there is so much peace that comes with that.
Yes, indeed.
Right. And what I've discovered is the God that has been given to us in many churches and many religious experiences, that's not God. Mm-hmm. That's not God. And the other thing is I now know that there are different pathways to God. Because remember, I was like, what about the people that ain't never heard about Jesus? They just don't get the goat. There are different pathways to God. God is God. How dare us try to take God and put God in this little Christian box and just say that's where God lives, in the little Christian box. That's it. You mean the omnipresent, all-knowing, all-powerful God is only found here in this little Christian box? Mm-hmm. No. And then when we start to look at other books outside of the Bible, we see the overlap of things. But see, this is what we got to understand, good people. We that have grown up in the United States of America, they gave us a certain type of God so that we would be obedient to the system. Right? They had slave Bibles back in the day with certain passages removed and certain books removed because they wanted to keep us in servitude. This is why it's important for us to develop a personal relationship with God. So I'm gonna pause that. What's your thoughts? That was a lot, I know, but I'm curious.
Well, I think about when we think about this podcast and we talk about healing that shit, and we think about a lot of people who have to heal from their experience in the church.
Absolutely.
The place that's supposed to heal them, mm-hmm. the place that's supposed to be a safe space for them. And now they are having to relearn and reestablish a relationship with God because the agents that have said that they were called are actually harming people and not helping people.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wondering in that, at what point is there a level of accountability held for these leaders that are saying that they're agents of God and they are causing harm to others? And what does that look like? Because unfortunately, what I continue to see is people disassociating like how I mm-hmm. did mm-hmm. because of the trauma that they went through, which again, understandable because I went through it. So I can talk about that experience, but it took a while for me to reestablish what that relationship was. And it took people to help me do that. That wasn't something that I did on my own. So I'm just wondering also, what does that look like of creating a safe space for people that are dealing with that too, because church hurt is real. And there's a lot of conversations about that. And as someone who has grown up in the church and is still active in church spaces, I will say that there is harm that's being happening. There is tongue tied, just like you. Wow. There's harm that is happening in those spaces, and people need to be held accountable for that, because ultimately that is damaging the mental health of the overall community, and it's not helpful.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I definitely don't know what that looks like going forward, because we see what religion has done. That is how he was reelected, because of religious beliefs, because of Christian beliefs. It's hard for me to even identify as a Christian anymore, even though that is a pathway that I met God through, because it has been bastardized. You know, that's not who Jesus was. Like, the people that are elevating themselves are the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and that's who Jesus was at odds with all the time, because you think you so holy, yet you got logs in your eyes while you trying to poke out the speck of sawdust in somebody else's. Worry about you. right? I don't know. I don't know what that looks like on a systemic level. So this is one of those things where I do go to an individual level and I say, we have to do that for ourselves. We have to seek God for ourselves. We have to develop an understanding of who God is for ourselves, not what somebody told us, right? You know how in Discover Your Destiny, how I would tell you all, develop a relationship with God, like ask God to talk to you in particular ways. God sends me emails. God sends my cousin Kalanda creatures. So she gets hummingbirds and butterflies and bees and ladybugs, and she's the Black Snow White. You know, like it's really interesting, but that's how God talks to her. That's how God sends signs. You know, God is always talking. God is always trying to get our attention and let us know that he is God, not he, you know, this. And I use the pronoun he for God because I did not have a father presence in my life growing up. And that's who God has been to me. I don't take any offense when people call God he, she, they. I believe that God is all of that because God is omnipresent, omniscient, all powerful, all knowing, all being, right? So I also don't think that we can limit God to a particular gender. That is just the relationship that I have with God, right? So I think that's important. But I really encourage us to ask ourselves, who is God to me? And if you are thinking about God in a way that doesn't feel safe, I challenge you to reframe that and ask God to meet you for real, for real. Because the safety that we should be experiencing when we are talking to God and inviting God into our lives, that should bring a level of peace. If it doesn't, that's not God. That's not God. So that is our challenge to you all, your heart work, if you will, for the week. Who is God to you? What does God look like, sound like? How does God operate? How does God show up? How do you talk to God? How does God talk to you? How do you listen to God? Because we be doing a lot of talking sometimes, but sometimes we need to hush so that we can hear.
And also to that, for the spiritual leaders that are the agents of God and are serving in that capacity, I would love for you to be able to share more of what God said in the book and not what God told you, because there has been so much confusion about what God is saying and who God is. And I just hope everyone establishes their own relationship and gets really solid on that, because if you're not looking to some of these people that are on YouTube and that are on Instagram or in the churches in your local community that are out here perpetuating and saying that they are the agents of God, but are terrorists, you know, behind closed doors, or even
hypocrites
just out there. Mm-hmm. There are several pastors that we refer to me and Kimberlyn that have came across personally in our advocacy work that said that they were agents of change and that they were here to help our children. And then when things got revealed and when people are following the money, it seems as though that they were benefiting from the problem. Mm-hmm. And the problem was the failure of the state of education. And so
It's a lot. So let us know in the comments as you all think over this question, who God is to you. And if you are, again, in a position where you are like, child, get me out of these United States, please do come to the Finding Peace Abroad info session this Friday, November 8th. Yes, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Again, to register, you go to tinyurl.com/findingpeaceabroad2024. That's where you can register. And again, I will walk through this process with you. Next time, we'll talk about Discover Your Destiny and everything that's happening there. I am going to put this right at the end of the show, exclusive. Going to be accepting a new cohort of folks starting in 2025. And I'm really excited about that.
Hey.
It has been a long time coming. So we have a whole launch that we're going to be doing. So please do look out for that. If you are not following me at Kimberlyn J on Instagram, please do go over there and connect. That's where all of that will be living. And you can go to KimberlynJackson.com to find an overview of what Discover Your Destiny is about and really start wrapping your mind around developing this personal relationship with God. Okay, so Kimberlyn J and Minding My Black Ass Business on all platforms. Tell the people where they can find you, ma'am.
Oh, you can find me at my teddy bear snuggie, Minding My Black Ass Business at the house. Unless there's a meeting or something like that. No, I'm all jokes aside, you can find me at my website at www.biancagoolsby.com. And on there, you will see articles of just different things that I've published. You can see links to the different ventures that I'm a part of. And I'm just so excited because next show we'll actually have some commercials in queue for making snitching great again. Because that is something that we need to go ahead and start up and
come get on, the snitches in line.
Okay. We also have some affiliates and linkage. We have book reviews that we've started to work on and different books that we've read for healing. So you can go to Amazon and see the different books that we've recommended. We also have a music playlist that we've been working on, so that you can vibe out and just really heal. So there's a lot of resources, as Kimberlyn had said at the top of the show, that we've been working on and doing. So just a reminder to please visit us on the website at wehealthatshit.com. Join us on the mailing list so that you can stay up to date with what we're doing. And also a note, when you're searching for us on socials, what I found is that when you actually type out heal that shit all the way out, because of the way that we have the I and the exclamation point is the power of the I, right? So make sure that you put the exclamation point. That is very intentional when you're writing heal that shit. So for the okay. I, make sure that you put the exclamation point, that you're putting the power in yourself, and it is easier for you to find us doing it that way. So thank y'all for y'all support. Thank y'all for loving us. And I can't wait to see y'all on the next show, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
It's going to be a lot. So November 20th, we'll see y'all back here. Please do continue to like, comment, share, subscribe. Just hit the like button right now, okay? If you're watching on, just it helps us, all right? It takes nothing for you. Just hit that like button. And again, share with people that you feel might benefit from this conversation and invite them into our community. All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.